Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The best spot for the Knicks is not even the 3 seed. It's not even the 4 seed. It's the 6 seed. Because if the Knicks are the 6 seed, listen to what you get. You get your babies, your sons in the first round of the postseason. In all likelihood, Cleveland, because they are tight with Orlando as well. But assuming Cleveland holds on a 3, you get the Cavaliers in the first round, Julius or not. You own their ass. You'll beat that team, I can promise you that. And then your second round opponent, even though I don't think personally you'll beat Milwaukee, I do think you have a much better chance to beat Milwaukee than you do Boston.
Yeah. I mean, I remember we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's if you're going to suffer, sink to the 6, but hang on.
Yes.
Just be careful, because Indiana's is poaching right there. And now that the Joel Embiid is back, the 76ers are also kind of interesting there. What are there, 6 games? 6 games, 7, depending on how many games you have left.
And you don't want to fall to 7, obviously. Right. That's the danger zone, because now, all of a sudden, not only are you in a play-in, but now you'd be matched up potentially with the Bucks in the first round.
That's right.
Or even Boston if you lose that game.
Right. I mean, you either want to get the 4 so you host a home game, or go to 6.
I'd rather have 6.
Yeah,
that's the place I'd want to be. And as far as like, oh, that's bad juju, Evan, you don't want to pick your opponent, I got 2 examples of that in the last 10 years. We've had local teams basically lose on purpose to get a seed. A hockey example and a hoop example. The hoop one was the Nets, who wanted to avoid Chicago, and they played Toronto in the first round of the playoffs the year they beat them in 7, the year I was there for game 7. And then the other one was the Islander Panther one, where they wanted to avoid, I forget who they were trying to avoid, but they got the Panthers, and that's when JT Pajama Boy scored the game winner, and the Islanders finally got out of the first round for the first time in 175 years.
It's just kind of hard to think about a team actively trying to position.
No, I know. Trust me, I know.
You know what I mean? I get it. Like, I totally get it. It's just because the matchup is better, whatever it is. The matchup works in your favor. But to actively try to position, all right, let's try to get the 6. All right, I know we're 3 right now, or 4, but let's try to get the 6. Right now the Knicks are at 5, so it's not that hard of a reach to like fall back a slot. But it is the Miami Heat that are sitting back there. So I don't know. It's just odd in my mind to think about positioning just for your first round postseason matchup.
It should be odd for you, because this conversation I just brought up, as Boomer would say, a very Narpian conversation. This is not something athletes would ever think about. This is something I would think about.
Just win.
Sean and Lukey would
just win, damn it. I don't care what it means. I don't care who we play. We're going to beat them anyway.